Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. Fish wrapping up a Wednesday. We've covered a lot today, and we just finished an interview with ALGOP Chairman John Wall. And we also covered a wide range of topics, but here's the topic we want to finish with today. And it is, what is going on in Dearborn, Michigan?
There's an uprising.
Is there an uprising?
There is an uprising. Yesterday, Christians took to the streets to reclaim, literally in the middle of the streets with American flags, chanting to reclaim Dearborn. I don't think we can play the whole clip because it's kind of long and there's a bad word in it. But a man went and spoke at maybe a city council meeting, something in Dearborn, and I mean laid it out. And actually, if you look, a lot of the city councilmen are Muslim, but he just put it out there of what was happening. I mean, here's the flag that says Americans against. Oh, that's the guy that spoke.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should look at the clip. I'm sure it's everywhere on X, but it's very impressive that they have decided that they've had enough. And that's in the belly of the beast. That's a place where you'd say, good luck to you.
That takes a lot of kahunas.
It does. But I was just going to say, yeah, he spoke at the city council meeting, but I can't play the full clip, but I can read some of his quotes. This is Jake Lang, who spoke at the Dearborn City Council meeting, says, President Trump, send ICE into Dearborn. They have overstayed their visas. Respectfully, get the expletive out of my country. We don't want you here. We will eat your shawarma in Somalia, okay? They are looking to destroy everything that makes America great. We have been taken over without a single shot fired. You will never eat like us, build buildings like us. We know your laws and your books about lying to our faces, pretending to be Americans, wearing your suits, but that doesn't happen anywhere else. You guys are in charge. There are 53 Muslim-majority countries, and all of them, it is tyranny, destruction, expletive living. We have to call it what it is. America first, America only. Jesus is king.
Whoa.
And it pans to Muslims in the crowd of seats of civilians listening, leaving the room. But yeah, I mean, he said what a lot of people are thinking, especially a lot of people in Dearborn. I bet there's a lot of people in Dearborn saying thank you for saying that because they couldn't say it.
What was his name again?
Jake Lang.
Okay, we need about a million more Jake Langs, and maybe we could save this country. But that does take a lot of guts.
Yeah, it does.
In fact, I hope he had security at his home or something, because he's probably on some list and not the good list. But that's what it's going to take. And I look at the federal government. Why can't we just send them all back? This isn't working out. We're not moving in the right direction. And anybody that says we are is a traitor. I would say guilty of treason.
I mean, look at what happened in Dearborn. And it's been taken over. Look at Minnesota. Ad nauseum, they've changed the flag. We know these things. But it happened slowly. Look at what's going on in Texas with Epic City. Oops, I mean the Meadows. Oops, we've said we've outlawed it. You can't, you know, there are changes that they're making. But guys, do you think they will actually move to remove those who've overstayed their visas? Do you think that they will do what is necessary to reclaim territory that is ours? Because their intent, and they already are living under Sharia in parts of this country. I mean, you've seen the little girls on Dateline talking about the honor killings. We think that's just some far off place, and it's not. It's here. But do you think that we have the ability to remove those who shouldn't be here anymore?
The ability, yes. Will they do it?
The willpower.
Yeah. I don't know, because it's so confusing, because I know that ICE is active, because I see videos and I see these protests where ICE is getting cars rammed into them. So I'm not saying ICE is doing nothing. And I know there was a lot of hurdles that the administration had to overcome, like the Alien Enemies Act now being ruled in their favor. So now much more illegal aliens can be deported without the due process that people claim they needed. But also, you look at the numbers, and it's like, if we want to reach a mark of real mass deportations, I feel like we're not even on that track yet. But there's parts like Dearborn where it's like, that's so easy. Everybody knows about Dearborn. It's not like some secret. It's public. Everybody knows about the Muslim Dearborn, Michigan, and it's send ICE into there. I mean, how much money did we appropriate to ICE and the border and deportations and the big, beautiful bill? So there's no excuses anymore. And like I said, I'm not saying ICE is doing nothing, but if we really want the unprecedented mass deportations like we want, it's going to take, hey, you Dearborn, you here. It kind of seems like they're doing them all like Portland and then Charlotte. And then like, why can't we, I don't know if we have enough ICE agents to do that. That may be the problem. But all I'm trying to say is I'm not sure if the mass deportations are happening at the pace they need to right now. Deportations are, but until we see people going into easy places like Dearborn, it's like, that's not very hard.
And do you need any more people than their own leadership telling them that their plan is to take over? That is their plan. This is not conservative Republicans making garbage up. They're telling us what they want to do. They're telling us how many people that they want to elect to Congress or to be in leadership. They're celebrating the first Muslim woman who was elected. This is their plan. And we think, well, we just shouldn't even have this conversation. It's not nice.
Mm-hmm. It's bad optics.
It's bad. Look at England. That's all.
The video right after Mom Donnie, first time I've ever said it correctly.
That was good.
Thank you. I've really, I in my head, it's MONDONNIE. Mom, well, Donnie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I remember. Right after he won, and in Times Square, all the Muslims gathered. And what were they saying and chanting? The guy on the microphone was, "We're tired of living in the shadows. We're tired of hiding in the alleys. We're coming out. There's only one God, Allah, blah, 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 blah." Again, they're telling us what they are about to do, and we are just sitting there, and our ICE facilities are getting taken over by some Jane Fonda jazzercisers and leg warmers.
Same brain.
Apparently, we can't even control that. So maybe the problem is ICE. I mean, I saw Tom Homan on Fox News last night, and that's the first time I've seen him anywhere in weeks. Mm-hmm. Christy Gnomes kind of disappeared. It's just... All what?
Last time I saw Kristen Noem actually was her saying that they're trying to bring in more green cards and more legal immigrants.
Yeah. If you want to come here legally, yeah. Yeah, you're right. So something is afoot.
Well, an easy thing they could do, how about we have majority in House, Senate, White House. How about we get a bill to where you can't run for any public office in America unless you are born here? That seems like an easy one.
Okay. But hold up and be careful, because there are Muslim kids that are born here that are raised in Muslim families that live in Dearborn, Michigan.
Okay. And then also repeal the 14th Amendment. That makes them citizens. I'm not saying it's easy, but, yeah. You know.
I think you have to be careful where it's like, okay, we're okay with legal immigration. Oh, well, let's just make everything legal.
But that can get rid of the Ilhan Omars, those types now, and then the longer battle, repeal the 14th Amendment to where, you know, people who, I mean, I hate to say the term, but the anchor baby term, you know, like long term, that can be addressed. But that's one that I feel like can be done.
Which the 14th now. Amendment wasn't even, it's such an abuse of the 14th
it
Amendment.
It is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So it's stupid that we're even talking about having to repeal it. Because anybody that knows, it's just not what it was intended for.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't seem to care about those things anymore. So I don't know. I am very encouraged that Americans are finally standing up. I don't know what the tipping point was in Dearborn. Did something happen that I don't know?
I don't think so.
Well, remember the mayor there was speaking, or it was the police chief speaking in, I don't even know, Arabic? Who knows? But he was speaking parts of the Quran to the people. This was probably 6 weeks ago, maybe 8 weeks ago. And it was on X. and you watched it and you thought, really? Really? Because somebody was standing up at a city council meeting. This was also about the same length of time ago. And they were told that his beliefs, our beliefs, were not welcome. And I think that could have been the tipping point.
He's the same one that said we need to be a salad.
Yes.
Not a melting
pot. Yes. Yes. He is a biscuit.
A burnt Amy Beth gray biscuit.
Yes.
She doesn't have a good track record.
You don't make good biscuits?
I do now. But there was a point in my life where maybe I put a little too much baking soda because I didn't have self-rising flour.
She does make great sourdough, which, do you still have your starter? Do you still make it?
I am making some today.
Okay, well, you can bring it in tomorrow.
Please.
And I like a little ghee on mine with some salt.
Okay. If I finish it tomorrow, which I should, if I have enough time to bake it before the show, I will bring it because that was my intention.
You just bring us a slice. You don't have to bring
I'm going to bring you. You're going to need loaves.
You're going to need loaves.
Why undercut her? If she wants to bring loaves, she can
you're
bring
right.
loaves.
Okay, bring us the loaves.
I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it in.
All right, do you have to go? You have a big thing to go to tonight. Or are you going to be here?
I'll see. I need to look at traffic over the break.
Okay, we got to take a break. Amy Beth may or may not be back, but we will. In some form.